The Greater Accra District Head of the Divine Healers Church, Reverend Henry Nunulati, says Ghana needs loyal and God-fearing people to resolve the country's challenges. Leaders must therefore eschew corruption and be diligent at their workplaces. Reverend Nunulati made the comment at the annual convention of the Children and Redeemers Movement of the Church in Accra. He said though Christians form majority of the population, the behavior of some of them do not reflect the teachings of Christ. Reverend Nunulati advised those in leadership positions to seek the face of God for direction to take the nation to its destination. A report by Antoinette Aba.
The Children and Redeemers Movement Convention by the Divine Healers Church began 10 years ago. It is an annual program which is held simultaneously in all the 10 regions. The aim of the program is to draw children between the ages of 1 to 16 years to the teachings of the Bible. The Greater Accra District Head of the Church, Reverend Henry Nunulati, said children are the future leaders. Their talents must be tapped and developed. He therefore urged various leaders and parents not to write their children off, but rather invest in them so that they can effectively manage the affairs of the nation when they grow.
We need people who are God-fearing people to handle this nation. People who are loyalty. When 60 to 65% of Christians have changed their lives and with their loyalty to this nation, the nation will change. So what the nation is going through, it was only God who can do it.
The Greater Accra Region A, one Children and Redeemers Movement Coordinator, Pastor Ajin Mensah, called on Ghanaians, irrespective of their political affiliation, to unite and chart a common course for the development of the country. He said it is in unity that they can solve the challenges facing the country.
Before we be able to come out of this crisis that the nation is going through, unless we come together as one people with one mind and one destiny, everybody should bring whatever he or she has on deck, and with that, we'll be able to conquer this crisis that we are encountering in this nation.
The preacher for the day, a 15-year-old JSS 2 pupil, Esther Bedza, advised her colleagues to seek the face of God in everything they do. They should avoid peer pressure, as it will distract them.
Antoinette Abbas reports.